Okay, good morning, everybody, and Chodesh Tov. So we're continuing on in Pirkei Avos. We talked about Yehoshua ben Prachya, who was the Nasi in the second generation of the pairs of the Zugos after Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. So now we'll talk about his Av Beis Din, his counterpart, Nitai Har Beili. So Nitai Har Beili was also concerned, as Yehoshua ben Prachya was, about how we should orient ourselves socially. So yesterday we made the case that Yehoshua ben Prachya really had three different levels. In terms of the hierarchy, Aseh Lecha Rav, that we need to have reverence for, people in society who represent wisdom, and sagacity, and the previous generation. And then in terms of our peers, the importance of Kenei Lecha Chaver and how those relationships can be so deep and meaningful. In terms of people that we don't know, and people that are outside of our immediate circles, have we done is Kola Adam, that we should try to see people in a favorable and a positive way and try to give them the benefit of the doubt in that regard. So Nitai Har Beili is very much along the same lines, in terms of how we need to orient ourselves socially, but he's sort of, you could speak about it in somewhat, forgive me, I don't know, crass terms, but good cop, bad cop. So Nitai Har Beili hits the bad cop side of things and says it's not just that Yehoshua ben Prachya was saying these are good things to do, but Nitai Har Beili was pointing out that if you don't do it and you sort of associate with the wrong kind of a person, the consequences will be very, very, very serious. So Nitai Har Beili hayomer harchek mishachin rav al tischaber l'rasha. So you have to be very careful in terms of your shchenim, and you have to be very careful in terms of your chaverim. If your neighbor is getting caught up in the wrong kinds of activities, you more than likely are going to be impacted by it in one way or another, sometimes worse, sometimes not as bad, but you're not going to come out unscathed. In terms of chaveros, in terms of friendship and socializing, again, you have to choose wisely. It's interesting, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we'll get to it in the second parak, said to his Talmidim, Ezu derech tova shidbak b'ha'adam. So you had two students, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, who highlighted exactly these points, right? A chaver tov and a shachin tov. Shachin tov could be even better, because a chaver might live in California, but a shachin tov, he lives right next door, she lives right next door, always there. And Nitai Har Beili was saying, as a person imagines to themselves, so what's the big deal? I'm not involved in the activities that they're involved in. Al tisyoyish mina poranos. So don't think for a second that you're going to get away with it, you're going to do whatever you want, you'll befriend whoever you want to befriend, and you're going to skate away. Al tisyoyish mina poranos. Don't think that the poranos, whatever negative impact comes to these individuals, the shachin ra and the chavera, the chaver rasha that you should have avoided. Don't think that somehow you're going to be able to escape that fate. Now, it's interesting. There's another interpretation of al tisyoyish mina poranos, an equally important interpretation that the Perush HaMiyuchas, the Rashi, the Perush which is affiliated with Rashi, cites here. So let me read Rashi in its entirety, because I always think that, especially during the pandemic, these are really both true at the same time, even though they're opposites. So Rashi says first, Al tisyoyish mina poranos, shima ta'ashir al tivtach ba'ashrecha, lefisha poranos m'maharis lavo, lachein tia kolsha b'fachad, v'chein omer ashir adam b'fachay tambit. If a person is riding high, things are going well, socially, financially, in every respect, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. Know that things can be turned upside down in a moment. Okay, so I don't need to elaborate on that. I think we've hopefully all learned that lesson. V'cheini bo alacha ra, but if things are going in a very difficult direction, if we're very challenged, as we have been, al tisyayish, don't yield, don't despair, don't succumb to yush, l'fisha Yeshua, as Rashi says, kirova lavo, v'cheini omer, that Hashem's hand is never incapable, is somehow never, rendered incapable of bringing the Yeshua. So we need to maintain both of these perspectives simultaneously. On the one hand, that life can be turned upside down, unfortunately it has. But Al Tisyayish, that we don't despair from it. We move forward with resolve, and as we can see, with the thank God, what a Yeshua the vaccines have been, that if we do our part and we continue to be vigilant until you know, we can get a much larger percentage of the population vaccinated, so we can really see how there is a profound, profound light at the end of the tunnel. Everybody have a Chodesh Tov, a wonderful day.